I'm happy to bring this last presentation to you. We're going to be talking tonight about the farm, and we're going to be talking about extraction of our hemp oil. So lots of questions have come up about where do we source our hemp oil, and I'm going to walk you through that tonight. So in doing so, I need to share my screen, so bear with me a second. We talked about our farms, and everybody says, well, where are your farms? Well, our farms are here in the United States. We're located in Western Kentucky. I can tell you a little bit about why Kentucky is important to us. Anyone who has any understanding of thoroughbred racehorses, the tobacco industry, bourbon and its distillation, and its distilleries, know that Kentucky is a unique place of agricultural mix-up, and that's because it's sitting on a limestone bedrock, and it gets lots of rain in Kentucky, and that rain passes through that limestone bedrock, picking up minerals that make the water that is then recycled back to the crops grow big and strong. So having Kentucky a place where we can grow some of the richest, strongest, and biggest hemp crops is a real advantage to us. Another thing about Kentucky is I mentioned tobacco. Tobacco used to be a big industry in Kentucky, but prior to tobacco, hemp was always a big farming industry in Kentucky. And this is going back generations and generations. But there was a time when hemp was farmed, and then regulations came along and the government stepped in and they got rid of hemp and everybody moved to tobacco. So these farms transferred over from hemp to tobacco. And now what we're finding is that tobacco's out and hemp's back in. So we're going back to the very same farms that have generations and generations of families that have experience with hemp. Currently, we have 60 farms. These 60 farms in Western Kentucky have to meet some stiff criteria. And when I say stiff criteria, I'm referring to three specific things. Number one, they have to be in a 200-mile radius of our production facility. And I'll tell you why that's important. It's important because when it comes time to harvest the crop, we want to make sure we're getting the freshest crop with the most nutrients in it. And so we have, our farm has, our production facility actually, has a 19-hour standard saying if we can't get it from farm from the minute it's cut to the time it reaches the facility and then goes through our drying system, if it's anything more than 19 hours, we don't want it. So we're very particular about having a very close radius to our production facility, and I'll explain a little bit more about that in a minute. Another criteria we have for our farms is that these farms have good neighbors. We don't want to have a hemp farm next to another crop that gets fertilization, non-organic substances used on their crops. We don't want any blowover to our hemp farms. So we're very particular about where these farms are located to make certain that nothing disrupts the growing of our hemp. And then I also touched on the nutrient-rich soil, which is what we have found in Kentucky to be a very good place to grow our hemp crop. Because these farms are close, because they're within that 200-mile radius, that allows our lab people to go out there and make weekly visits to the farm. And we'll talk about why that's important in just a minute, too. So let me take you to the next slide. Okay, here we are. 2018. You guys, in 2018, there were 1,000 acres planted. From the farm fields that we hemp, that we get our own harvested hemp. In 2019, there is going to be in fall 10,000 acres. We already planted them. We planted them just a week or two ago. We're going to be harvesting them in fall. 10,000 acres have been planted and we'll be harvesting crop. That's how much the demand has gone up. Now, let me say this. This is a cooperative farm. This is not exclusive to us, but we're happy that we're a part of these standards, a part of this incredible growing trend to come from farms that are organic, that are here in the United States, and that have such strict criteria. So 10,000 acres, this production facility has grown tenfold with its farms, all keeping a 200-mile radius. Now you may ask the question, wait a minute, how can you get that many acres in one facility's 200-mile radius? The answer is you can't. And so another production facility had to be open just to be able to keep those standards on par for the 200-mile radius. So there's already one production facility in operation that was from last year and to take on the new growth this year. But we had to also add a second production facility so that we could keep that 19-hour standard of those farming communities right within the 200 miles, as I mentioned, of the production facility. So hopefully, you know, that helps make sense to you that we've got high standards. Our production facility wants the freshest of crops. As we grow, so will production facilities, allowing us to then map out other farm areas in which we can go and harvest. Now let's talk about how our plants are grown. Okay, so a lot of people ask, you know, where are plants grown? In a laboratory? Are they grown on a farm? Are they grown in soil? Where are they grown, in greenhouses? The answer is a little bit of everything. And let me explain that. With the farm with the production facility and the farm partnerships that we have set up, there are proprietary genetic strains that we have developed exclusively for our use. And those strains we made sure were high in stability, high in the CBD, and no THC. They come from mother plants, and what we do to guarantee that we're keeping that same strain as pure can be, we're coming from mother plants, and we clone those, and then we grow them to produce other plants that ultimately get transported to the farm to grow inside the soil. So if you kind of followed me here, yes, our hemp plants come from a lab. That's where they start. That's where we nurture those mother plants. That's where we're running our testing to make sure that we've got the best, most stable source for our seeds and our ultimate clones to grow from. Then we transport it in spring to those farms I just spoke of. Once they get transported and they are planted in the ground, then we wait until fall, which is typically around October. But while they're growing, they get tested while they're in the soil every week. So those 4 months between the time they're planted and the time they're harvested, every single week, someone from our production facility, someone from the lab is out there visiting the farms, testing the soil, making sure those plants are getting the natural supplements they need. So it's a very, very tightly controlled standards that we run by. That's how we're going to guarantee that we're providing a hemp oil that's superior to others. You can see it's very much controlled from the fact that it comes from a mother plant, it's transported to a farm that's close by, and it's tested every single week for a total of 16 tests while it's growing. Okay, then we come up to harvesting. And this is fun to learn too. So I'm going back. You see the 19 in the corner of this slide. That's just to emphasize the 19 hours. I've already walked you through the process that once the plants are harvested and they get on a truck, they need to hightail it over to our production facility because the clock is ticking. And once it reaches the production facility, it goes straight into a dryer system. And that means that we are getting the freshest hemp plants that are most nutrient rich. And there's no time for bacteria to set in, no time to lose the peak nutrients or their terpenes. All of that is as fresh as can be. So then we're going to talk about the extraction. So now that we have taken it from planted in the soil, to harvested from the farm back to the back to our production facility, how do we extract the hemp oil? Well, step one is we take that hemp and we put it through those dryers that I spoke of. And that's where what we do is with high temperatures, we're able to, and fans, we're able to dry the hemp into a fine powder. So the plants all of a sudden get ground down to nothing but powder. The step two is the powder is then combined with a cold solution of carbon dioxide, CO2. Cold solution, not hot solution. I'll explain that in a minute. But by mixing our powder with the CO2, it's going to form an extraction, because in step three, what happens is the CO2 actually gets into that powder in the cold solution of water and separates the cannabinoids and terpenes from the unnecessary components that we don't want. So the CO2 is really what makes it able for us to take that hemp plant and be able to extract out what we need with the cannabinoids and the terpenes. But now what do? In step four, okay, so you're able to get all the extraction out, but you still have CO2, right? It's still in your solution. So now we need to get rid of the CO2. So step four says, okay, we're going to get rid of the CO2. And in order to do that, we're going to need to heat it. And we're going to heat it to cause it to evaporate. So all the CO2 is leaving the solution, and what's left behind is this nice, rich, syrupy concentrate. It's real thick, it's real dark, it's syrupy. So now CO2 is out. CO2 had done the extraction we needed to separate cannabinoids and terpenes from unnecessary components. But there's another step now. We're not done yet. And that's step five. Step five is called a winterization process. And basically what that means is we're going to go from heating to doing the opposite, and that's going to sub-zero temperatures to remove any wax and remaining debris. And the best way I could make sense of this in my head is I was thinking, okay, I'm making a bone broth soup. And once I make it and everything comes together nicely and I pour it into a container and I put it in the fridge overnight, what happens the next morning when I open up my broth? I see there's a thick layer of fat on top that I can scoop away. So I like to relate to this step as, okay, now that the CO2 is gone, we still have wax and we have some other remaining debris that we need to chill to be able to scrape away and get rid of. So that's what happens in step five. And then step six, after we get rid of all that wax and remaining debris, well, we're left with this purified concentrate that's just rich in cannabinoids and terpenes and antioxidants. And those who have seen my purity studies can see these lab tests that show the purity is at 99.5%. So we can have really high purity testings because we take the time to make sure that, number one, that what we plant is as pure as possible to what we're looking for, the highest in the quantities that we want. We're testing all along the way. And then we go through this really extensive extraction process. To kind of let people who know anything about full spectrum or broad spectrum or isolate, well, that's where we go from there. So I'm not going to get into that tonight. I'm just giving you a general overview to how hemp oil in general, whether it's full spectrum or isolate, this is how all hemp oil gets extracted from the plant. And here's a little diagram, because that always helps. You remember all those steps I just walked you through? Well, this right here represents the liquid CO2, that cold solution in the storage tank, mixing with the powder and then compressing and getting rid of all that the unwanted nutrients. And then remember I said then to get rid of the CO2, it goes through a heating process. So the CO2 evaporates, and all that's left with the evaporation of the CO2 is just the cannabinoids, the terpenes, and the antioxidants. There is a little bit of remaining debris, and there's that waxy substance. So what happens then is it goes into a separator in which it gets completely cooled at that sub-zero temperature we talked about, and the condenser brings out that thick, beautiful liquid that's 99.5% pure. And just some neat facts about our farm in Kentucky. We've been certified. Kosher Kentucky has certified our farm. Good Manufacturing Practice has certified our farm. And there's no one out there that has the BRC food certification. And our friends in Great Britain know what this means. This is a high regarded Food and Drug Administration in Britain that has taken a look at this process and given us that certification too. Finally, I just wanted to recap with what I think is an important number you can use when talking about our product, and that's the testing. It seems like everybody has questions about, well, we put ours through tests and we have these certificates of analysis and we have all this. Here you guys, you can see, I already spoke to the 16 tests that are performed during the growth on the farm, the one test every week. But know too that when I talked about that whole extraction process from the time those plants go through drying to the time those plants are down to a powder mixed with the CO2 and then going through the winterization and ultimately coming out, they will have gone through 8 more tests, and that's per batch. So per batch, you're looking at hemp oil that has gone through a grand quantity of 24 different tests. And that's pretty exciting. I mean, it's nice to know that we have a product that is grown naturally, has been tested, has certifications, and hopefully that kind of explained to you a little bit about the process, so you get an understanding of, okay, when someone asks you, how is your hemp extracted? This is how it is. There are other methods too, guys. There's, you know, methods you'll hear about with olive oil, or you'll hear different methods. Anybody that asks you what our method of extraction is, it is CO2, but it's put through some pretty high standards and testing along the way. So I don't know if there's any questions real quickly, or if we want to move on, Sam. I'm going to let you go ahead and take it from here.
Actually, there was a question in the chat. Heather said, is any of the testing done third party?
That's a great question. It is done third party. Now, the testing that's done third party is the testing that's done in the lab. And so those 8 tests that I referenced at the end, those are all third party testing that's actually done in the lab to basically verify that we have the purity standards that we say.
Perfect. That was very awesome. Thank you, Stacey. That even taught me something new too. And I've had a lot of research done as well, so that was super helpful. Thank you. And I think that answered a lot of questions for everybody.
And Sam, we've got this up on recording for those that want to maybe re-listen to it, or, you know, take better notes, or maybe even just forward it on to someone who's had this question about extraction in our farms. Everything's available on our YouTube channel. And last week's meeting is up there too, and we're making a habit now of always recording these calls for future playback or for sharing. So it's there.
Exactly. And I also pasted the link in the chat if anybody wasn't sure. And thanks to you all, now that we hit 100 YouTube subscribers, we were able to customize the link. So if anybody wants to go on there quickly, it's youtube.com/Gemini Network. And again, it's also in the chat as well. So feel free to share those videos. Please continue, if you sign up new people, to direct them to subscribe. Eva, I saw your hand up. Real quick, because we got some other fun stuff to announce.
Stacey, can you at least, I'm going to ask, which you're going to say no, but can we just please need to know? Just that one little piece is all I need to hear.
What do you need, Eva?
You stopped it where I needed.
What do you need?
Is this, is it full spectrum? Is it, what?
Yeah, and so that answer will come to you in another presentation.
Oh, God.
So the answer full spectrum that I have to answer. Okay, what's isolate? What's the difference? And so there's a whole nother piece of education that comes with that. So that said, hold off on that particular question till I can get you guys the science so that, because people throw around the words all the time.
Yeah.
They throw around the words and they have no idea what they're saying. So I'm hesitant to really throw around words without taking you through that explanation. So we'll start another science series again. I'm going to sign off after tonight's call because Sam's going to go ahead and take us on a little bit more of the training and the background that we need to do. And Sam, do you want to go ahead and tee up what you're planning to do next week?
You got it. So for next week, and I still am going to go over the photo contest winners tonight and the swag apparel that is on sale for today. So for next Monday, and something that we really took away from the conference this weekend, of course, personal development is a huge component of this industry, but it's also having the tools from the company and from corporate that you guys need to really duplicate and get people onboarded correctly and quickly in a very efficient manner that's easy to understand. So simple and duplicatable. So with that said, next Monday, we're actually going to go into compensation training. So we've got a video that Laura's worked very hard on. So we're going to launch that. That's going to be on our YouTube channel prior to next week's call. We're going to really dive into how our compensation model works, because if you guys don't already know this, this is what really also sets us apart from other businesses in the industry, aside from these incredible products, is how we get paid. So make sure you're on next week's call learning about compensation. So I'll go into the shirt on sale for this week. It's actually the one I'm wearing. I love this one. This is my most favorite. It's extremely professional. So when you're going to trade shows, when you're going into businesses, I love this one. It's obviously black, so it's very flattering. They're normally on sale for $45. I'm actually going to share my screen really quickly with you all so you can see. Can you see my screen with all the shirts? Yes? Okay, cool. So if you don't know this already, under your back office, you go to shop, and then under shopping cart, you're going to click on swag, which is on the top, and then it'll bring you to this beautiful page. So the only one on sale for this week, because we're just going to keep it to one item a week moving forward, is going to be this women's caviar black polo. And don't worry, guys, we'll have a special for you next week. But I love this one. Like I said, it's just very flattering, very professional, and it's multifaceted for, you know, use anytime you need. So it's on sale for $36 tonight. From $45. So that's a nice 20% savings for you. And then the moment you've been waiting for, the photo contest winners. I had a lot of fun with the panel of judges going through these, and it was a very difficult decision, but I'm going to go ahead and just dive into it for you. All right. So drum roll, the Do More Be Gemini photo contest winners. All right. Ready, guys? First place, Alexandra. And I, being a mom of two, personally, this one touched my heart. It was so raw and so real, you guys. And I mean, this is mom life summed up in one photo right there. If you guys want to see the description, it was also just as amazing as the photo. So the panel of judges decided that this was going to be the first number one. So congratulations. You deserve it, mama. Keep it up. And then second place, we've got Kristen Maxson. And I also love this one. I think that, you know, I love the colors, the base. She's in a collagen light stimulating machine, which actually helps the body, collagen induction therapy. So it just goes perfectly hand in hand, which is another reason why every spa, salon, nail salon, hair salon needs base in it, because it's just going to help people be their best glow. And then third place was Deborah. I really love this one because it just kind of sums up a stressful day in the bath. And she's got her, I thought that was a beard first. It's not. It is actually base, just to clarify. So she's got her base, she's got her remedy, and she's in the tub, and she's de-stressing her body. So love them. Again, if you guys want to see the captions that went along with it, you can go on Tuck and Laura's Be Gemini page and kind of take a look. But congratulations, and thank you for all the people that submitted the pictures. We had a great time looking at all of them, and Laura's going to reach out to all of you individually after this. So thank you, guys. But I just wanted to quickly touch upon My biggest takeaway is, because this is my first conference, let me just stop sharing my screen here. You can see my face. Okay. So I wrote down a couple of things that really stood out to me. We've got about 5 minutes left. So pretty much it's not all about you, right? This business is about helping others. So in order for you to really be successful in this business, you want to help a lot of other people have what they want, and in turn, you'll get what you want. So, you know, don't go into prospecting like, I got to make this sale. I got to make this sale. Really try to form relationships with people. And everybody pretty much has one of the following problems. Either it's financial, or they're looking for, you know, a health solution to their health issues. It's really about getting to know the other person. And we're going to really take a deep dive into prospecting in the next few weeks. You know, how you can prospect on social media, different scripts you can use. We're going to have all those tools for you. And really just keep on personally developing. Development is, it's huge. I mean, people are going to give you negative feedback, give you negative feedback, but you have to rise above. You have to keep strong, stay plugged in, stay on these Monday night calls, go and be honest with your upline, because we're all here to help you. So let's see what else. Building relationships with people. It's all about changing lives, which again goes hand in hand. I really love this one too. Show authentic areas of vulnerability and weakness. And I feel like I need to work on that, because I always am worried about showing up and being perfect. But I realize people are way more receptive when you show your real self and show that nobody's perfect, and that's okay, right? That's why we're all human. Be real, show your imperfections. And in the last 3 minutes, I know Laura had something she wanted to also share from what she learned this week. So I'm going to, if you don't mind unmuting yourself, Laura. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, guys. I'm like, oh, gosh, there's a lot to share. First, I want to say congratulations to the winners. There was the pictures and the stories that you guys told with those was absolutely awesome. I actually showed Tuck early all of them. And what do you want to say about that, honey?
Well, I told Laura a while ago, I said, you know, there's no losers with none of that picture.
That's right.
They were all excellent. How y'all had to choose who won and who did all that, I'm glad I didn't have your job. But what me and Laura's going to do for everybody that participated in it, if you'll email us what you like.
Or message us, yeah.
Message us. We're going to give a box of whatever you want, whether it's Oral, Prime, Rev, or Aura. We will send you a box, because everybody that sent them pictures were winners.
Absolutely. Okay? Everybody was winners. It was awesome. So so thank you guys for doing that. That was fun. As far as the event goes, oh my gosh. Talk about being vulnerable, Samantha. I don't know if you guys saw it on our group page, but I think I was really vulnerable when Eric Worre, when Prissy and I were sitting there, and all of a sudden Eric Worre walks up, and we're eating at the sushi place, and he walks up and there he is, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so he stopped and I shook his hand, and Marina was there and Danella. And so I started to tell him our story and how Tuck and I ran or started following him, which was back in 2010. And it was a really cool story, and we followed him ever since. And so the things that he's been able to do and share with us and teach us about the industry has been super important. Not to say that everybody needs to follow him. There's plenty of people out there. We personally think, or I do, that he's a master in the area of network marketing, and he teaches so many things. But being at this event and talking personal development, we met real people with real stories, and just learned lots that, you know, so many people go through all the things that we go through. So I think I just wanted to just kind of share that. I know we're short on time, but it was super exciting. I wish Tech would have been there. He'll be there next time. And all of you, I hope that all of you will be there next time, because there's so much that comes out of it that we could probably spend 2 hours talking about. So with that,
right. I'm done. I have one last picture, because it really stood out to Stacy and I. I know we're out of time, but it was a story about a donkey who kept burying this donkey. They didn't like the donkey. They dug a hole, they threw dirt on the donkey. I mean, they were really trying to get rid of this thing, right? But that donkey just kept coming out of the dirt. And he kept rising up. So that's kind of the message I want to leave you off with. If you're new to the call, please get back with the person who brought you here, just to touch base. If you're not with the company yet, we welcome you with open arms, of course. And if you're new, congratulations, because we're all gonna be on this exciting journey together. So shake it off and step it up. And with that, we will see you next week for our compensation training. Thank you guys so much and have a great night.